This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so stop me, would you, if you've heard this one before? Actually, wait, don't, because you definitely have, and you've heard it on this program. Mortgage rates hit a new low this week. Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 2.71%. That is, for those keeping track, the 14th record low set this year. And it's good news if you're a potential home buyer staring down ever-rising prices on the few homes available out there. But if you're looking to refinance an existing mortgage to save a little money, a new fee kicked in this week that might make you think twice. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
It's called an adverse market fee. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac started charging it this week on refinance loans they buy from lenders. And at least some of the half a percentage point charge could be passed on to borrowers. Marina Walsh, VP of Industry Analysis with the Mortgage Bankers Association, says that's to protect the companies from unpaid mortgage bills.
The current projection is that with COVID losses, it could be upwards of $6 billion.
Fannie and Freddie have been under government control since they almost went under during the financial crisis of 2008. And their top regulator, Federal Housing Finance Agency Director Mark Calabria, wants the companies to raise enough capital to return to shareholder control. David Stevens, a former Obama administration housing official, sees the fee as Calabria's way of speeding up that process.
If there was higher risk to these loans, that would be one thing.
But Stevens says Fannie and Freddie already back most of the loans people would be refinancing.
And if you can refinance them to a lower rate, you're actually putting the borrower in a better position.
Stevens says adding to the cost of refinancing undermines the Fed's efforts to stimulate the economy by keeping interest rates low. Could the incoming Biden administration nix the fee? Well, the FHFA is an independent federal agency. And Calabria has more than 3 years left in his term. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.